considered a crime. Nobody is above.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 million people are in the path of Cyclone Fani as it slowly moves toward the eastern Indian state of Odisha. Indian authorities have evacuated more than 1.2 million people from the coastal low-lying areas and plan to move thousands more before the cyclone makes landfall early Friday. As of early Thursday, the storm was churning in the Bay of Bengal with maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 305 kilometers per hour. The House Senate Thursday failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote was 53-45 in favor, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority in the 100-member Senate to pass. Both the House and Senate passed the bill earlier this year, despite Mr. Trump's promise of a veto. Venezuela's socialist President Nicolas Maduro clung to power Thursday, calling on the country's armed forces to oppose any coup plot after opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to win defection from military leaders.
La lealtad.
Said loyalty is a value that either you have or you don't. In the case of this historical moment, loyalty is a collective valued exercise as a nation, exercise as a people, and exercise as an institution, as a collective value. After 2 days of massive street demonstrations against his government, the embattled Maduro said at a televised event with the military high command that, yes, we are in combat, keep morale high in this fight to disarm any traitor, any coup plotter. This is VOA News. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan called for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assault and harassment as the Pentagon releases a new report showing the problem is getting worse. The biennial report surveyed Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine personnel in 2018, and based on the survey, there were an estimated 20,500 instances of sexual assault, which is a 40% increase over the 14,900 estimated in the year 2016. Unwanted sexual contact ranges from groping to actual rape. A White House meeting between the current U.S. president and another prominent businessman who was seeking to become president of Taiwan is causing concern. The White House Thursday sought to downplay any diplomatic or political sensitivities, saying that President Donald Trump and Foxconn founder Terry Goh did not discuss support for the billionaire's presidential campaign in Taiwan. The Taiwanese businessman, however, is on a Facebook posting after Wednesday's meeting and in a discussion with reporters said he told the president of his candidacy, and Mr. Trump responded that being president was a tough job. He also displayed the pen and autographed coin he said that Mr. Trump gave him. Attorney General William Barr was again the center of Capitol Hill drama Thursday without even being there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after a tense Senate hearing, Barr did not show up for an appearance with the House Judiciary Committee after taking issue with the Democrat-led panel's plan to have its lawyers question him.
What we saw is fear.
Chairman Jerry Nadler called Barr afraid. Another Democrat put a toy chicken at Barr's empty seat. Republicans were not amused, with Ranking Member Doug Collins saying Barr would have testified if not for Democratic shenanigans.
The stunt in the circus continues over here.
Not long after, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ramped up the tension, suggesting Barr had already lied to Congress last month, calling that a crime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that conservative economic commentator Stephen Moore has withdrawn from consideration as a member of the Federal Reserve Board. Mr. Trump announced Moore's decision Thursday on Twitter after weeks of controversy about Moore's writings about women. Moore also drew criticism for failing to pay more than $300,000 in child support and alimony payments and for a more than $75,000 tax dispute with the Internal Revenue Service. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.